Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, May 25th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we both prepare this message, these messages together, although Brooksine is not with me at the time we make the podcast. She had a doctor's appointment with her daughter this morning. Today's message is titled, Amen. The scripture text is Genesis 15, verse 6. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited to him as righteousness. When I was little, the only time the word amen was used in the church, the type of church I attended, was at the end of a prayer. Thus, for many years, I took it to mean the prayer is over and you can open your eyes. I suppose I'm not the only one to make that assumption. Of course, many of us are now familiar with amen also being a spontaneous response to a statement in a sermon, essentially expressing agreement. I've been around a few folks, though, I suspect used it more out of religious habit, since I've heard some amens in rather inappropriate places. I recall the story of the preacher who woke a rather sleepy member during a loud, "How many of you want to go to hell?" type expression, to which the now awakened and startled member shouted, "Amen." Well, I enjoy the study of words and their background, which is known as etymology. Today I want to consider the word amen, one of the most frequently used words in a church setting that traditionally is pretty much limited to church and spiritual use. Our daily verse is full of wonderful material for those with an interest in etymology. R.C. Sproul, one of my favorite theologians, asserts that this is his very favorite Bible verse. Three key theological words are found here for the very first time in the entire Bible: believed, credited, and righteousness. Significant due to a basic principle of Bible interpretation known as the law of first usage, which asserts that the first time a word is used in Scripture is very important in determining its meaning throughout the rest of the Scripture. Today, let's just consider the word believe. It translates the Hebrew aman, which is the basic root of amen, and is merely transliterated in the Greek, English, and probably many other languages as well. Again, this is the very first time it's found in the Scripture. It lays a foundation for all subsequent uses. Abram believed the Lord. This is a fundamental description of the man known as the father of faith. He believed the Lord. The background of amen, thus, is foundationally belief, faith, or trust. It's absolutely significant that the object of Abram's faith was the Lord. It's not just belief, but belief in the Lord. Consider that the next time you end a prayer with the word or express agreement to a sermon point by saying, "Amen." You're saying, "I believe." Do you really believe the Lord today? I sure do. Praise God. He continues to credit His righteousness to them that believe. Well, have a blessed day today. It's a joy to share with you. I'm used to having my wife right here beside me as we prepare the podcast, and she normally writes a prayer, but today she was not here to do so. We do have a couple of photos on the site today, one of a meeting we were at yesterday called the Golden Nuggets, a group of seniors in our church where we shared a message. And I thought it was an interesting picture to take 175, well, I don't think there's 175 in the picture, but Brooksine made 175 jars of strawberry jam, rhubarb jam, for my niece's wedding reception next week. And I thought it was a neat picture. Have a suggested song today called Come Home Running. Actually wanted a song by Point of Grace called Yes, I Believe, but couldn't find it. But I enjoyed this song as well. And also have some recommended resources by R.C. Sproul, where I have links to on the site today. Well, may you have a blessed weekend, blessed Friday, whenever you listen to this message, and continue to believe in the Lord. And with me, let's declare, Amen.